Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes said Vincentians should ensure that they are adequately prepared for natural disasters, especially now at the peak of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. Ms. Forbes said with the approaching weather system, anything can happen and members of the public are advised to be vigilant.
The Met Office would have issued a weather information statement this morning at 6 a.m. for an approaching system. It's still an open system that will be approaching the islands from and start impacting us from tomorrow, early tomorrow, as the forecast from the Met Office indicates. And we are now entering the traditional peak of the hurricane season, the Atlantic hurricane season, which really peaks around late August into early October. And around this time, you can expect to see more storms, more systems, more tropical waves, more depressions coming across, whatever they may be classified as.
Ms. Forbes said residents must continue to pay close attention to the information being disseminated by the SVG Meteorological Service.
And it is at this time that we have to pay particular attention to all of the information that is being issued from the Met Services. The Met Services issue information three times a day. And also, if they have additional special bulletins or updates that they need to inform the public of a pending system or any excess rainfall, etc., they will issue additional statements during the day. So I want to encourage persons to really pay attention to the information that is issued by the Meteorological Services at the Argyle International Airport, and they have been doing a good job in providing us with the information on a daily basis and when we have anything that can impact us.
And Ms. Forbes said residents must also stay alert as significant damage can take place during a weather system. She advised persons to ensure that they are prepared for the hazards that accompany weather systems.
We must remember that in the hurricane season, whenever a system is coming across, whether it's a wave, whatever it is, there are three main hazards that can impact us. Stronger sea winds, the heavy rainfall and the rough seas, and of course those we can have other things happening, flood events, landslides, etc. And when you have the strong winds, you can have the trees being blown down, electric poles being blown down, etc. And anything that you have loose in your yard can also blow away. So I want to make an appeal for persons not to wait until we're already at the peak of the season. We have already gone June, July and August is almost finished. We are now at the peak, entering the peak, and for persons to really take preparation for the rest of the season seriously if you haven't done so, and take all the necessary precautions.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.